Okay, hi everybody. So this is our Wednesday program, and we'll bring Michelle on here. She can start it off here and give us the date, and maybe there's some news for what's going on today on Wednesday. So Michelle, are you
well, on the today? Yeah, I'm here, Ron. Today is August 26, 2015, and we've already been asked for a clearing on that date. And the only news that I clocked into today was that the stock market is back up. Everything's good. So, yeah, could we clear that date?
Okay, so let's clear the date today then. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So maybe some of you out there could be involved with the stock market. So those could be two key words to get you abducted, stock and market. So kind of going out, might be a little far-fetched, but, you know, they do use keywords. So here we go. So let's clear stock. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and market. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and the date will clear. So again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. And if anybody's got a situation going on, emotional situation, we'll clear that energy. So think of something if you didn't have anything recently. And here we go, releasing that. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll bring the light beams up on the monitor screen. So here we go, and bringing peace energy to you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie doke. So we'll turn it over to Michelle. Back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron, for clearing the stock market. I know the one thing they say about that in general is that if you're too emotional about it, you might not want to do it because it can be a roller coaster, but the people that know that and can not be emotional about it typically do very well. They can ride it out. They can just leave their money alone. So, but it is just a mental game, and I understand that it's probably a huge thing that the dark side made up. Very interesting game they play. So to start out with, I have two questions. They're both very similar, so I'm going to read one and then try and find the other one. And it's just asking, is there a machine controlling the grid line that can be taken out? And I believe the other question that was similarly related was, is there a machine that has created the timeline?
Well, machine, possibly. Programs, yes. So what's activating the programs or creating programs? It could be a machine, you know, could be a computer, could be something. I don't exactly know, but that's what happens here. So I just can't say yes or no to that question. So I really don't know. And I haven't found anything like that yet other than the overlays of, we'll just call it the mind matrices, different matrices that you can get stuck into and really not knowing where you are, much like timelines. So and that's probably why some people, when you ask them a question or something, or they saw an event, they may have a completely different way of looking at it than you. Or, you know, they say, well, what happened over here, you know, and somebody says, well, I saw this, and somebody else, says, I saw that, and you were there, and you didn't see either one of them. So you could be on all different timelines and having a different different information, different result of what happened. So that's kind of what they're doing. And unfortunately, it's hard to, kind of discern where you are unless you're in the now. When you're in the now, then it's the same. Same for everybody, but they take you out onto hundreds, if not thousands, of timelines. So back to you, Michelle.
Yeah, it's so interesting. Sometimes just recently I reunited with somebody that I hadn't seen in years, and the person was still talking about the same things exactly that he had been talking about over 2 years ago. And none of them have manifested and nothing has changed in those 2 years, but It's like something he thinks he wanted, and he just kept continually talking about it. I guess that must be his program or his timeline that he's on, although he wasn't exactly on the timeline of having it. He was kind of on the timeline of wanting it, like a state of wanting.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He could be doing mind looping and having experience over and over again and not knowing, what he's doing, but just kind of living in that reality, you know?
Yeah, the reality of hoping he had had that, which it was such a kind of a strange thing, but I just noticed that, it was the same thing that had been happening 2 years ago. So could we have a sample of the mind looping, Ron?
Yeah, so let's look at mind looping as what you do all the time. You may not realize what you're doing, but you do the same thing. So let's kind of take that away from people. So if you look at chickens, hopefully you all know about chickens that they lay eggs. I was hearing a conversation years ago, and the little children didn't know that chickens laid eggs. They just thought you bought them at the store. I go, oh, boy. chickens, we'll just talk about chickens. So they get up, and they start cucking around, and the rooster starts doing his cock-a-doodle-doo off and on. And the chickens just go out to eat, and that's kind of their mind loop. They look around for something that's moving or whatever, if they're wild and little bugs and things or whatever. And then, that's their whole day is probably doing that, And then it gets night and they go to sleep. So that would be kind of like a mind looping situation, because every day probably is very similar to them. So, mind looping is normally when you have a similar thought all the time. And you could have the mind looping of just brushing your teeth every day, or getting up at a certain time. So, but normally it's something that's a little more drastic where you have something coming to you mentally, thinking of something, and maybe it puts you into the fear, anxiety mode or something, and you want to get away from that. Or in a sense, that could bring you a reoccurring event by doing mind looping. But here we go. Let's do a clearing. So I think it's something that you have all the time that you think about, or an event that you have all the time, and that's controlled by maybe you doing it. So your mind's bringing you to that because you have to think about it to go there. It's like going to work every day. If you didn't think about going to work, or you woke up one day and you thought it was Saturday and it was really Thursday, and you said, oh, today's Saturday, I'm not going to go to work. And you get out and you start doing stuff and you go, wow, there's nobody on the streets like there is on a Saturday. What's going on here? So right away you're taken out of your program and doing something else. But think of an event that you do all the time that could be negative, and I'll clear that from you right now, that one situation. So here we go. This is the mind loop one clearing. So releasing that energy from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Michelle.
Okay, great. So speaking of different mental processes, we have a question. A listener would like to know the differences between three different clearings, and the three different clearings are cellular mental, mental, and mind of the body clearings. So could you tell us if there's slight differences between those?
So the mind of your body is your internal healer. So that's how your body gets healed, how it functions. So that's that. And I don't think it really has much to do with what you're thinking about. It's like an automatic pilot, we'll say. The cellular mental is how your body or how you experience things, as like you watch TV and your cellular memory gets connected, and now you're having dreams or visions or thoughts or thinking you've been there or something. So that's the cellular mental clearing. And then the other one was, which one on the mental?
Just mental. So I think it's the mental body.
Okay, the mental body. The mental body is really how, kind of how you're set up to think. and that has all those programs in it on how you're relating from one program to the next. So when you do the mental clearing, all of a sudden you're not congested mentally, and you feel great. All those thoughts that would normally get triggered in you from past experiences and things sort of like get dampened. So it's much like an emotional healing, but it's for the mental body. So we have the mental body, which is the whole anti-mental clearing. That's your energetic mental body. And then the mind loop one is similar. Mind loop one goes into using that body to give you repetitive thoughts. Okay? Trying to tie those two together a little bit. Your cellular mental is your past life, we'll say, and how your cells store stuff and how your mental body then connects to that. And then the other one, the mind of the body, has nothing to do with your mind. It's how your body functions without you having the awareness of anything going on. So that's your internal healer. And that body gets turned off as you go through a lot of barcodes, get barcodes. So back to you.
Okay, so then we have one more, and it's called mental barcode. Is that information that's being downloaded to us?
Yeah, that would be a barcode keeping you fixed with a certain mindset. So let's just say that, let me think here. Let's say that whatever race you are in the past, maybe like eating, apples every day. And so that mind barcode could be put on you, forcing you to look for apples every day. And you might be in a location to where there's no apples. And so that barcode keeps you running that energy. And then on the negative aspect of the clearing of having a mental barcode is that they keep drilling you with something to cause you maybe anxiety, frustration, like where's the apples, So that would be like your barcode put on you. So whenever you start to think, they, in a sense, can control your thoughts according to their way that they want you to live, according to their belief system, we'll say, or what they want to do is, how they connect with you. And they give you a barcode so that you're never disconnected from them, and they're controlling your thoughts. So back to you.
Okay, so if we did the mental barcode, would we need to possibly continue doing it more than once if they refound us or something?
Most of the barcodes, you first do it the first time, and then those are being taken away from you, what you had throughout your whole lifetime. And then it all depends, if the aliens are choosing to reconnect you again. And there's no way to know that. So it's just kind of, you need to first do the clearing and see how you feel. And then, you will know yourself maybe in 6 months if they reattach to you or again with the barcode on you. And that barcode probably is put on typically at birth anyway. And so that's the way they connect with your mind to control you. Thank you.
Okay. So as long as we're checking out the different mind ones, I found a couple others for clearings that you have. So there's another one called mind interference. What does that one do? It's called mind interference body clearing.
Okay. So that clearing is how your mind will, in a sense, take over your body with having it do something. So your mind, maybe it's against your better judgment or something, and so that's what happens, that energy gets disrupted, and they transmit something to you, and then you have yourself doing something that's kind of weird or out of your normal modality of who you are, and that's how they connect with you that way. So they're actually putting in a smoke screen in your mind so that you're kind of not thinking too clearly, giving you a lot of static.
Well, that's interesting. So that would be interesting because your mind could be making you do something, and you may be thinking it's entities that are entering you, but it's actually like your mind wanting you to do something, and that would be a program probably given to you.
Yeah, it'd be an alien program transmitted to you, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, so then the other one that you have here is called Ego Mind Body Disconnection. And we have a lot of the generational ones from 1 to, goes up to 49. And it doesn't seem to be the basic whole life clearing. So that one could probably be done in the special clearing for the whole life. But what would that be doing, the ego mind body disconnection?
Okay, so that's how your strong will wants you to do something and you think that it's always right. So I guess that's probably the best example of that. So you're actually connecting yourself to the thought. You know, like we'll say that everybody says, well, stop sign is red and white, we'll say. And you say, no, that's not red, because it's like green to me. And you know, and you go, well, it's not green, you know. And so it's sort of something like that, to where your ego steps in and is controlling the mind in a more negative fashion. And then you have your own false reality to live with, because it's not normal for everybody else. Nobody was around, it wouldn't make any difference. But the ego kind of steps in, you know, your force of will, and you get connected to that energy. That might be a real negative thing for you, because it may not be going along with the status quo. So back to you.
Interesting. Like maybe how sometimes people do things in order to make themselves look good, but it's not really reality, and it's not necessarily necessary? Would it be this?
And you're beating to the... You're running to the beat of a different drummer, yeah.
Yeah. Are there any sample healings that we could do concerning any of these, Ron?
Well, I'll try the eagle mind one, so here we go. So I don't even know if you could bring anything up. You might be able to. Let's see here. Think of something that you thought that you found out that wasn't correct, and you were living with this reality that it was. I can kind of give you an example here of that. So this one lady, when she would cook, a pot roast or something, she would always cut off about an inch and a half of meat and put it into the pan and take the rest and put back in the refrigerator. And so her husband thought that was pretty weird why she would do that. So they went to her mother's house, and he questions, how come, you know, your daughter cuts off like an inch and a half of meat from the pot roast every time we have a pot roast and puts it, you know, in the refrigerator? And she goes, well, she probably got that from me, because I actually had a pan that was too small for the pot roast, so I had to always cut off a piece of the pot roast because it wouldn't fit in the pan. So that might be that kind of same type of reality, like, you know, for one person it worked fine, for them, you know, they thought, gee, this is kind of weird because the pan was larger. So that would be kind of like that ego mind thing coming in where, yeah, I have to do this because I was taught that, and may not be right at all under, you know, your current conditions. So here we go. Think of something like that. Maybe you were told something in school by the school teacher using their ego and their mind to tell you something that was false information. And you lived with it for your whole life, and now you realize that, man, this doesn't seem to be panning out, or I shouldn't be doing that, you know? So... but you got to think of something, and it's hard to say what you're going to be thinking about. But here we go. We release that energy from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. It's getting kind of strong. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, right back to you.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, I was thinking of something, and I just thought I would be strong. It's kind of a strange thing. So, okay, great. So still talking about possibly how our mind works. I'm not sure. This is kind of an old email, and it has to do with the money code. I believe that this was a healing that many people got when they attended your workshops or the money seminars.
Okay.
And you had mentioned that they should carry cash on their body to activate money codes and attract prosperity, and to also be comfortable carrying cash, like it was no big deal. They weren't worried about losing it, having it be stolen, or spending it. The three issues that usually come up for people or that they're thinking about when they're carrying a lot of cash. So you wanted us to be comfortable with the money. So then the email says, what if someone doesn't have $1,000 in cash to carry on their body, but has several credit cards that add up to over $5,000 and are not being used? Will carrying all those credit cards still work to activate the money codes and attract prosperity without actually using the card?
Okay, so it's not activating a code in you. It's just getting you used to having that much money to change your mindset. I did do the, what they're probably referencing is the Jewish money code. So I did that at a bunch of the expos in the past, where you would activate the Jewish gene in you that had, the availability to be like a money magnet. But from there, when you have money with you, what it is the fact that, those three things, having it lost, having it, stolen or spending it, are multiple deal with. And so even if you don't have a lot, if you have like even $50 and that's a lot of money to you, then you'd want to hang on to that much money so that you're able to get used to having it with you. So it sort of deals with scarcity. So when you have that much extra money on you, and it doesn't matter, what you have, you might have a fixed income and, you got to spend most of that money to survive. And maybe, maybe you only got $100 left for the month. So that $100 then it would be very precious to you. To someone else, it would be $1,000. And so you might be more in fear of, having $100 stolen than somebody having the $1,000, because $1,000 may not seem to be too much to them because they can get their hands on that. But, it's still basically the same thing. So you need to get used to having the money to become your reality of having the money. So once you get used to having the money on you and you put it normally close to your skin or maybe in a plastic bag or something, so once you do that, then that makes your body resonate with it. Because before you'd be afraid to probably have it because of those three reasons. So you're kind of allergic to having money. And that's the reason why I came up with that, is to help people to change their mindset on what money, is. So as far as the credit cards, that may not relate to you unless you actually were in debt on those cards, okay? Then you're relating to it, knowing that there's that much money available. It's not the same because you're having a piece of plastic on you. So from there, you need to deal with what you have in your wallet, what you're spending, unless you use the credit card. But, what you may want to do, if you're choosing to deal with money itself, you may want to just see if you can get money on your credit card, and hold that and just make your payment back in the next month on what you borrowed. So that's an idea for you. But the whole thing is to not to be allergic or not to put yourself into the mindset of not having money. And so most people just, the money comes and it normally goes into your checking account. You're not even aware what money really is. You may be writing checks on it. So back to you. And the same thing with credit cards. So this is actually having it on you so you can resonate to the energy of that particular dollar bill. So back to you.
Yeah, that's interesting. I know, you know, I've had the money automatically put in my bank, and then you go on your computer and you automatically pay your bills. So it's like the money is fake, like it doesn't actually exist. And also, sometimes it's easier for people to just, you know, run a card. But if you were to actually see that money leaving your hands, like they spent $100 at the grocery store and you actually took out $100 in cash, it would be more real. It's real to more people, I think. And you end up being a little more, you know, aware of like, oh, wow, maybe I don't want to spend that much. You know, as opposed to if you know you're going to put it on a card, you're like, oh, well, I'll pay it later. And then you end up spending more, actually. And I know also, too, people that have studied the habits of people that are very comfortable making a lot of money and have a lot of money, they often grew up with somebody possibly in their life who always had lots of cash on them and saw that this person was perfectly comfortable with that, and the person never got the money, they never overspent more than what they had. They never had it stolen, and they never had it lost. And so, yes, that person has become the money, and if a child grows up seeing that, then they're like, oh, well, it's no big deal. It's just another form of energy. So,
yeah, I
could see work.
Yeah, that's very good. Yeah, another twist to it is if you're trying to manifest money, okay, then how are you going to manifest it on a computer, as everything is computerized, you know? Are you going to really try to do everything you can so when you go check your balance on your checking account on the computer, you're going to go in there and try to somehow manipulate that and get more money, you know, as an entry? No, you can't do that, you know, because you're not working with the program on the computer. So when you have money on you, then That way you can identify with the money. And once you get your body so that it likes the money, then you have no problem mentally, you know, accepting it, because you have to become that reality. You're not going to become the reality of you know, being on a monitor screen, you know, looking at something with your eyes. You're never going to become that reality, but you can have the reality of having the money on you and getting used to it and say, yeah, you know, I got $100 on me, and, you know, I should be able to manifest in the now another $100 bill or do something and then find out how you can do that. But the computer's not going to help you. It's just going to be there as just an entry, where when you have the money with you, then you may have ideas how you can generate more funds, because you know what that money feels like. You may want to double that money, and so you're going to have the feeling doubled on you, and you're going to manifest. I don't know how you can do that. You know, you just can't sit around doing nothing. You got to have the inspiration, the idea, you know, whatever you're doing, to have it get generated so you can bring forth, you know, a way to have more money. But you have to be able to identify with the money first. You have to become your reality. If you don't become your reality, then it's just like the computer having it stored for you, and, you know, it's like a robotic thing, and you don't want to be a robot. So back to you.
You know, that's interesting, because it is a lot like in the old days when they used to say, always carry a dime on you in case you need to make a phone call, and then it became a quarter, and now somehow it just always seems that if I have a little bit of cash on me, I do feel, like, safer. I'm like, oh, I have a little cash on me. If I needed something to eat or if I needed some water, I could always buy something, you know, even though most of the times it's not needed, which is great. But, yeah, you know, a long time ago, Ron, I heard something about the dollar sign symbol, that it carries some sort of energy, and in a lot of these money issues started to change at about the time when they introduced that. It wasn't always the symbol for that particular thing. So I don't know if it's in the last 100 years or the last 60 years, or I'm not sure when it was introduced, but it Did that change our mindset, or does that symbol mean something?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it means a lot. You know, if you think about it, just as an S in a sense, I don't know what the S would mean, but it could be an S and there's two bars on it, up and down, which means that you're a slave, you're in prison to the S. So maybe the S being you, the self, is looking out of two bars in jail, you know what I mean? You're in prison.
Oh, and I wasn't sure, but that makes sense.
Yeah. So there's a reason. It'd be nice to figure that out, and that could be a keyword that you may want to clear on the free alien clearings, and also you may want to do the other one, the NATO barcode, and put that in there too. So whatever it means, I don't know, but looking at it, it's, something is behind a couple of bars. And you're in prison, or you're a slave or something, because you can't get out because those bars are in front of you. Let's put it that way. So back to you.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. That is so interesting. So your suggestion was to put that symbol in the alien keyword, which is the free clearing, listed under free clearings on your website. And then also if you have the NATO barcode clearing, to put that symbol in there and clear it as well. That is a great idea. I'm going to do that.
And if you have a hard time dealing with that symbol for some reason, then you may want to do, timeline crashes on it, because you could have, a problem with that. So it kind of depends how you feel about it. Maybe it puts you into a whole different mindset. Maybe that is a control, a mechanism. If you just wrote down the word 100 or, the 100, 100, what would that mean to you? Would it mean money? But then you put the dollar sign in front of it. Now it means something else, and it changes what the 100 would mean. Now it turned it into money. Could have meant 100 inches or anything else, or 100 steps. But now it turned it into money, and the 100 now is the one for the ride, of a different energy system. So anyway, it would be interesting for some people to try that and see how they feel about things. So back to you.
This is great. I'm going to do that one for sure. I've definitely written that down. Okay, so changing things a little bit, we have an email that is about a timeline. Somebody says that they are on a timeline that they're having trouble getting off of. They moved south last year in the U.S., and they feel like they have entered a different world, because obviously every place you go is a different energy. And it says, I would like to move back north and get a different job. But they have a timeline. They've done a timeline crash and changed their psychic billboard. I tend to be very mental, so I have done multiple clearings. And they say they've done emotional, mental, judgment, fear, entity, cursus, exes, cells, dark side practitioner, and courting clearings. And they are wondering if the Bible Belt energies are causing a problem with the stubborn timeline, or the planet star vortex clearing, would that help? Or would the alien attack page be most beneficial, or do they need to align their 108 body?
What I would do is do that, the ley line clearing. Because that will hold you in your place. It'll kind of leave you, cement you into that location, block of your house or city, or, it'd probably be, the state would be one thing, but really you're tied down to a certain zone, certain GPS location. And so that's what you want to get off of, is that ley line. So I would do the ley line. I say grid line or ley line clearing, and I would use that one if you're choosing to maybe get a job or move or something. The other clearings really won't pertain to it that much. So I'd do that special clearing, clearing, and then maybe, I don't know if the space one would work or not. It'll clear the space, but if you're attached to, the grid line or the ley line underneath you, that GPS location where the aliens are transmitting energy to you from the ground up, then that's what you want to release. That's that clearing. That's what it's designed for. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, on your website, you have two different clearings that would do such a thing. You have the earth cording grid line clearing, and then you have just a plain ley line clearing. Could we do samples of each, or could you tell us what the difference is between those?
They're both very similar. So I'll do the ley line one first, right? Is that what, so the second one that you mentioned?
Yes.
Or is that, okay, ley line. So here we go. Releasing that energy from you and kind of feel how your body's sensing the energy and also maybe see how your feet's feeling. So your feet is your conduit. That's your plug. In a sense, your outlet, you know, the plug that goes into the outlet, and the outlet would be the ley line or grid line. So here we go. Releasing that energy from you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. And before I do the next one, I'll just kind of mention, we've heard stories about certain locations, places where they had the poison in the ground and stuff. And so that's probably coming up into you from those particular energies, too. So toxic waste and things. So this is probably connecting to you very strongly on that, as the aliens want to bring that to you. So here we go. Next one will be the Earth grid line, I guess, disconnection. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and then you mentioned about somebody maybe trying to move, relocate or something. There could be fear, maybe to do a fear clearing, maybe after that, because possibly there's fear involved with moving to where you want to go to. Maybe there's something that your body knows that you don't know. And maybe by doing the fear clearing, that could be revealed to you. That's a possibility. But maybe fear of moving, fear of losing something where you are. And then the other thing would be fear of going there. What's going to happen when you get there? So anyway, I guess back to you, Michelle.
Okay. Yeah, those are good suggestions. Thank you, Ron. Okay, so we have someone that says, thank you so much for the Saturday 8-hour healing call. Their feet are feeling much better, and they've been feeling more self-empowered today. And then they go on to mention that they had taken a class with a professor, and the professor mentioned something about computers. He said that it was an article in Time magazine, nonetheless, and a research article is showing that by the year 2023, a computer will be able to surpass brain power of a human, and by the year 2045, computer technology will surpass brain power equivalent to that of all human brains combined. Wow. You got anything to say about that, Ron?
Well, they probably already have that in the underground, because they're probably about maybe typically, you know, 50 years to maybe 300 years ahead of us underground, maybe even more. So it's probably already here. So, and they could be using in the underground, you know, these things that we're sort of stumbling into now about the grid line and ley lines and things attaching to you, giving you mind control transmissions. Just think of those like an antenna. And so it zeroes in on you because you're living there and you resonate with that. And all of a sudden, you're getting hit with that. I'm just wondering if somebody out there has ever done this. Probably not, but I'll just kind of suggest it here. if somebody blindfolded you, we'll just say that you got blindfolded because you couldn't make me so you couldn't see, and maybe even do something with your ears, and somebody were to take you and move you around from your maybe where your house is and then drive you to different locations and then also back to your same house and to see if you could really detect where your house is with just the energy signature of the ley line. You know, I'm sure that, you know, maybe if you're if you have roses out in front, you're going to know that roses are at your house. And, oh, yeah, this could be my house. I smell roses, but just feeling the energy that way. So just another way of looking at it, because the energy is being transmitted up, and if you resonate to that energy, and you go, aha, they got me, you know? And you know, there's a lot of stuff going on like that that could be like, subliminal advertising, although it's being done to you some other way, to have you respond a certain way. That's why we have that new clearing up, I think it's the Blue Death Ray, and then we also have the two different mist energies, and also the nano clearing, so you want to do those. So back to you.
Yeah, I know people were excited to get the water clearing, and you thought it would be up, but I haven't seen it yet. So hopefully that comes up really soon. I'm really very much looking forward to that one, especially since we are mostly water. You know, you mentioned that the underground or, you know, maybe our military or governments or whatever, that they have amazing technology that's far ahead of what's offered to regular people. And it's very interesting because many years ago, someone who I knew had been in the CIA, and he had mentioned that they did a very specific and intricate spinal operation on him where they replaced one of his spinal bones with some sort of a sponge-like material. And then I said, wow, how are you still doing well? You know, he was walking and talking and doing the whole deal. And he said, he did this operation, by the way, on a military base in another country, and he said the technology that our government has is, you know, just astounding, and it's far above, you know, far beyond what we even know about in the regular public. So very true, it does exist. Hopefully it doesn't become like some popular movies that we've seen. But like you've mentioned in the past, that sometimes those movies come through writers because they're information that the aliens are giving them. So, okay, on another note, to make things positive, which is one of the wonderful things about the Creation Light Ship, we can make things in our life be as good as they can possibly be. Somebody has written in and told us the different clearings that are available when you buy the Prosperity Jumpstart Deluxe. So what they are, there's several different ones, and it starts out with the Victim Body Clearing, the Curses, Hexes, and Spells, the Self-Empowerment Healings Clearing, the Prosperity Empowerment, the Poverty Body Clearing, Poverty for Seven Generations, and also the Psychic Billboard. And I'm not sure how long it goes. I'm not sure if it's 30 days or 90 days. But Ron, if somebody gets one of the clearings that is a bundle, then is that considered that they've done their basic whole life clearing when they've done that clearing? So then, if they want to buy it unlimited when the bundle is expired, can they just pay $50 and then get that one unlimited? Like, if they
what you're saying is that if there's a clearing that's a lifetime clearing and it's included in one of the bundles that we have, then yes, you can, since you did the clearing as a whole lifetime one, then you can, you know, pay the $50 for the unlimited version after that. Yeah, that's perfectly
fine. Awesome. Right. Okay, great, because there's a couple good ones in here that you can get whole lifetime. So like, after you do the original clearing in the bundle, then you can get the Victim Body, and also I know the Curses, Hexes, Spells, and I believe poverty and also prosperity. Those can be unlimited. I think the psychic billboard is one that is timed as per 30 days, and you probably have to just buy that one for each 30 days that you wanted to use it. But the other ones, you know, you get kind of a break on it after you buy it in the bundle. So that's a really great deal. Thank you so much, Ron.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so let me see here. Somebody has a question. This is about, you know, we all want to know about love. It says, what is your take on the idea of soulmates? Do you think there are several people out there intended for us to bond with in committed relationships?
Well, a soulmate would be somebody who you're working with. Well, let me start over again. That doesn't sound right. A soulmate, your soul family has the alien spiritual lessons, or using physical lessons, let's get away from spiritual. So it has your physical lessons that you're going to be doing here in your lifetime. And everybody in that soul family knows about those. So that's going to be like, you know, somebody in your soul family is going to break their arm. Somebody's going to have a broken foot. Somebody's going to have a broken neck, broken back, you know, maybe get burned with hot water, all the different things that you have, okay, of life here. And those experiences are all shared by the soul family. So now when you gang up with somebody or connect with somebody who is in your soul family, now all of a sudden you're going to probably recognize that person. And by recognizing them, you're going to think that, well, this is a great thing because they kind of resonate with me. You know, we both had our wisdom teeth taken out at the same time, and, you know, we both had, you know, a broken finger, you know, at the age of 5, and you go, well, this person really resonates to me, you know. We all like to, you know, we like to both go fishing. So, yeah, you're going to have things that are very common in your life making you think that this is the ideal person. Well, you're just sharing experiences that was already done in the past. And anybody in your soul family, male or female, would have that same resonance to you. Now, what can happen is it can get really rough, and because you're now dealing one-on-one. Before, it's like, you know, you're dealing with the energy and the invisible to bring forth these lessons. And now you're dealing with them on a one-on-one physical, and it can be very taxing. So as far as looking for a soulmate, you'd probably be better off not to. And some people say when they do find their soulmate, life is very boring because you're dealing with the same lessons and there's no challenge there. Because, you know, it's like the blind leading the blind, you know, like, gee, you know, I have to go out and weed the garden. Well, I don't know how to weed the garden. You know how to weed the garden? And no, I don't have that experience in me. And so we got to now learn how to weed the garden. Where if you have somebody else, they go, yeah, I know how to do that. Here's what you do. And so that's the problem with soulmates, that you have the same basic lessons or experiences, and that's because your bodies had that same similar connection. Maybe your spirit picks the body, and the body now will kill itself to get well, and that body has what the spirit is going to be working on. It's not that the spirit brings in the information to the body, and now the body has to do something. That's the New Age belief system. That's not correct. Body is what has everything in store, you know, connected to it, and then your spirit goes along for the ride, hoping to, you know, understand and be able to use its energy to help manifest, you know, something that the body's doing. And that's all that it's for. It's to put light into situations and things that you're doing with creativity. So the whole thing is kind of, you know, twisted on the New Age thing about your spiritual lessons and this and that and the other. So then you have time travelers. I'll just kind of switch over a little bit here. So you probably have seen people who look like somebody from the past, okay? And there are different speakers out there on the circuit who, you know, look like somebody else that lived, you know, whatever amount of time ago, you know? And so what that means is that that person, more than, and the parents probably don't even resonate, I would guess, to the way the person looks, okay? So what does that mean? That means that the person that looks like somebody from the past would be probably a time traveler, and they showed up with their body from the past in this lifetime. So they jump time. So you know, there's one celebrity out there that I can think of that does movies, and he did quite a few movies. I'm not going to give his name. His first name, I guess, is Nicholas. And so, without, I don't want to give the last name, but there was pictures of him, of the same-looking person anyway, you know, from years back. So you want to kind of check that out. Then you also have the people where entities come in, and or maybe they do time travel, and they all of a sudden you see on one of those talent search things on TV, maybe you see a prodigy child or a girl singing with an, you know, opera voice at 5 years of age, and you go, how could that even be possible? Well, because they're playing around with time, and that's probably what's going on there. A different timeline, but they're copying and pasting one, and they could have even the real person on another timeline that maybe is, let's just say, 40 years of age, who has taken, you know, a lot of schooling and, you know, how to sing and everything else, and then they copy that, copy and paste that voice when they're singing onto this little five-year-old girl, we'll say, and the girl is singing, and all of a sudden this tremendous voice comes out of the little girl. So all these things are strictly like magic, and they're using probably timelines to do that. So back to you.
Well, I know that is phenomenal because, you know, the voice is like anything. It's like a muscle, and you wouldn't expect a five-year-old to be able to run a marathon. You know, it's very remarkable. We have a question here, Ron, just before we quit the show. There are fires burning in several places around probably the world, but right now we're looking at America. So Ashland, Oregon, I know we have had some stuff in the lower California area. And they're asking if we could have a sample clearing for smoke in lungs, eyes, and just the general.
What I would do is timeline crash that particular situation.
Okay.
So you're seeing that as a hologram. And maybe the real Earth does not have that energy. The people who have been on the more recent calls on the weekdays when I've been making them real, a lot of their problems, I would imagine, are leaving them because the holograms, their bodies that they have as they're being cloned out every 10 minutes is getting eliminated and they're becoming more real. So that's the same thing as what you're seeing. What you're seeing is a hologram that may not even be physical here, but you're experiencing it on a hologram. So one thing is to actually do, you know, the environmental clearing that we have, the imbalance clearing, the free clearing, do that, and get off the timeline of all the smoke, you know, and, you know, poor breathing and, you know, maybe your eyes are running or whatever, get off those timelines, because you can still have the smoke around you and not be in the timeline, okay? You can be outside of the hologram viewing it. Okay?
Wow.
Because everybody else is in that hologram in, and they're living in that hologram. So why don't you live outside of the hologram where the stuff probably won't hurt you? So I guess our show is getting close to the end here. And so let's do the mind-to-heart drop. So here we go. And our next little event will be on Thursday, where we get rid of cloned replicas. And you just and you suggest what program you're having as far as your energies that you're dealing with. So if you have, you know, a stubbed toe, then as you come on the call, you keep requesting having a stubbed toe that hurts. And I try to run those for about an hour and a half. And normally after that, maybe you might have a toe that's perfect and or at least not hurting. And because we're getting rid of the replicas that have your issue, and you have to select your own issue. I can't create an issue for you. I do sometimes do a certain like maybe a neck problem or something, or kidneys or whatever, but basically it's what you're requesting. So let's do the Mind to Heart drop. That call is $20, and it starts at 5:30 Pacific time. So come on the calls. It would make people real on those calls, too. So if you want to become the real you, then get a mirror. And, you know, get a mirror ready so you can look at yourself and see how you change. So anyway, let's do the Mind to Heart drop. Let's command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts in your head that shatter the monkey mind, your mind looping, whatever you're dealing with, and drop them into your heart to have peace. Remember, the thoughts, the mind energy takes you out of your peace. So it puts you on timelines. So you want to be on timelines, or do you want to be in peace? So that it's your choice. So here we go. Put you into the present moment. So I count from 10 to 1, like an elevator dropping down with those thoughts to your heart. Do it 3 times, and you're automatically in peace. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. This is what we call the Mind to Heart drop. And this you should be doing yourself, you know, 3 times a day minimum, probably, maybe 10 times, 15 seconds, you're in peace. So you have a tool there that you can use continuously. You don't need me, but you're commanding your spirit to do this for you out loud. So thank you, Michelle. Thank you, everybody who's sending your emails. And we'll see you later. Blessings.